The result was that the Apple engineers and managers suddenly became sharply focused on just four areas. For the professional desktop quadrant, they would work on making the Power Macintosh G3. For the professional portable, there would be the PowerBook G3. For the consumer desktop, work would begin on what became the iMac. And for the consumer portable, they would focus on what would become the iBook. The I, Jobs later explained, was to emphasize that the devices would be seamlessly integrated with the Internet. Apple's sharper focus meant getting the company out of other businesses, such as printers and servers. In 1997, Apple was selling StyleWriter color printers that were basically a version of the Hewlett-Packard DeskJet. HP made most of its money by selling the ink cartridges. "I don't understand," Jobs said at the product review meeting. "You're going to ship 1 million and not make money on these? This is nuts." He left the room and called the head of HP. "Let's tear up our arrangement," Jobs proposed, "and we will get out of the printer business and just let you do it." Then he came back to the boardroom and announced the decision. "Steve looked at the situation and instantly knew we needed to get outside of the box," Schiller recalled.